Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of news coming at us, lots of big stuff that we need to consider. For example, the SCOTUS ruling on Roe v. Wade. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I say to you, don't get your hopes up. Pardon me, on Roe v. Wade. Don't get your hopes up. And the reason is that the Supreme Court isn't as conservative as you think, and there is something afoot with the eugenicist movement, and it's taking hold. People do not, they see that the population of the world is getting to the point where they're saying enough is enough. I'm glad you guys are with me. You can find out more about us at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me say that again, because it's TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we'll see how things go. I don't know how these rulings take and all that, what time it takes, but we'll certainly keep you abreast of it. But I'm just telling you, be careful of getting too excited about our Supreme Court. Our federal court's been doing pretty good. They've been canceling Joe Biden's vaccine mandates and things like this, and it's been under the radar. And it's thwarting this whole idea of the New World Order and getting people to all get this stupid shot. Which brings me back to why we're still going at this Supreme Court thing. And why you shouldn't be too geared up to, like, celebrate this if you're pro-life. We all know when life begins, it begins at conception. Nobody can debate that. That is the science. So how have we gotten so far afield? Well, it's because the powers that be love it when the minions will kill ourselves. That's why they do not want to solve crime. Criminals, generally speaking, will kill other criminals. Oh, yeah, there's some collateral damage of, you know, us getting killed from time to time, the good guys. But we weed ourselves out. And they like that. Anyway, there are two other big trials going on. You may think they're little, but they're big. We've got Jussie Smollett, who's on trial, and we've got Ghislaine Maxwell. These are big for different reasons, but they both expose leftism in their own way. Let's start with Ghislaine Maxwell. She, the former housekeeper for Epstein is a guy named Juan Alessi. And I'm reading this. It says he recalled how Ms. Maxwell had tightly controlled every detail in the financier's Florida mansion. Ms. Maxwell was the, quote, lady of the house, ordering staff to speak only when spoken to, and to avoid eye contact with Epstein, according to Mr. Alessi, who said his job included cleaning sex toys. He said staff were given a 58-page instruction manual warning them to keep Epstein and Ms. Maxwell's activities or whereabouts secret. He said to the court, "I was supposed to be blind, deaf, and dumb." So in other words, Epstein hired leftists because that's what they are. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. They can't discern anything. They wouldn't put two and two together, and even if you gave it to them, they still wouldn't do it. It's like Weinstein, it's like Epstein, it's like all the Steens. They know the dirt, and they do nothing. They're so geared on, look at me, I'm living a life that nobody else is living. They're caught up in their power. They're caught up in their ability to get people either with money to do things for them if they're politicals or to get to the money, that they get blinded. And that's the reason why politics is so dangerous, and you can't stay in it as long as the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Joe Biden's and many others. The John McCain's, the people who are hell-bent on dying in office because they can't give up that elixir. But what's Ghislaine Maxwell show? She shows that powerful people are afraid when their dirt is about to be exposed. And there's a lot of other lessons there, too. Because let me tell you, that woman There's hardly a leftist socialite, a leftist power broker who is not pictured with either Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, or both. Hardly anybody. They knew how to work the system. Reminds me of Schindler's List, but in a different way. Because Schindler, Oscar Schindler, he got into hobnob with the Nazis, took pictures with all the big generals and all the people in power. Then he would send these fruit baskets to the various places to get contracts. And they would see him with this general or with this, you know, colonel or whatever. And they'd go, wow, who is this guy? And he would, Oscar Schindler, Oscar Schindler, Oscar Schindler. And he eventually gets all the contracts, but he does something good with it. What these guys do is they get pictures with people. What was that movie? It's a Jason Statham movie where somebody was getting illicit pictures. The queen's daughter was a nymphomaniac and going to many sex parties. And this one guy had pictures of her, and they were in a safe deposit box. And the lady, there was another lady, though, she ran a brothel, and all of the dukes and earls and whatever would go into the brothel, and she took pictures of them all. And those pictures were also in there, in her safe deposit box. And somebody said, when these guys robbed the bank and took all the stuff out of the safe deposit boxes, they had these pictures. And that became the big scandal. The whole government was going after these guys that had gotten these pictures of all the royals, all of them participating. Now, I tell you guys this all the time. Hollywood doesn't have any ingenuity. This is the type of thing that's happened. So when you hear about Epstein and these guys, don't think of it as, oh, well, this is Hollywood already made a movie about this. So anyway, Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein Epstein's obviously dead. Well, some people think Epstein, it was a fake death and that he's not legitimately dead. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'll tell you what people say. I don't know. I've seen pictures. I wasn't there. I don't have an opinion one way or the other and don't really care. My suspicion is he's probably dead because he knows too much on people. And that was a hit. No matter what anybody says, I think he's dead, and I think it was a hit. But I don't know. And we may never know. But I do think I know. Anyway, and we've also got the Jesse Smollett trial coming up. We'll talk about that. And those parents of the kid that shot up the school in Michigan, they got charged. And I think there's a lot more to that story than people know. So be careful on that story. Don't just jump to conclusions that the parents, because they say the parents bought him the gun. I wasn't aware of that. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody. We're going to be talking a little bit about Smollett because I just want to give you the update. I think this trial is fascinating for so many reasons. But I want to go into a little bit of the detail of it. But I also want to let you know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the parents of that kid who killed the folks in Michigan. And we're also going to talk about George Clooney being back in the news because I love talking about Holly Weirdos and his stunt. But one of the biggest stories for me is Australia and these lockdowns that they've done. I couldn't even imagine being there right now, being locked down, told you can't go within 3.2 miles is the distance you can go around your home. Man, if you've ever been to Australia, depending on where you live, you can't go very far. There's nothing you could do. You might starve to death. I can't imagine how people are adjusting to that. Well, I can because I've read some stories about it. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And by the way, Australia took a page out of the Democrats' book from the 1860s, and they are recovering runaway slaves. That was one of the funnier stories that came out of this. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We learned that Joe Biden hates Africans. Who knew? Well, I knew. So we'll get into that. Some interesting things that are caused by the COVID causes. I'm very shocked by some of that. So we'll talk about those different stories as we move along the broadcast. But right now I want to talk a little bit more about Juicy Smouye. Some interesting things, the development in his trial. A trial that, frankly, never should have happened. Because if Juicy Smouye, Jussie Smollett, were a good citizen of America, he would just say, you know what, guys, I did something really stupid. I accused people wrongly of attacking me. And I did it for all the wrong reasons, and I'm repentant. I hate that I did it. I'm going to, I don't know, do they have rehab for liars? I'm going to go to rehab. I'm going to learn some new tricks. I mean, Paula, what's her name? Paula, what's her face? Went to rehab for 50 years ago as a kid, maybe using the N-word. She could go. Hunter Biden flunked out of rehab. Let Jussie go to rehab for whatever it is that he did, his ailment. Is his ailment egotistical? Is egotism? What do they call it? I don't know the word, but is he an egoist? Should he go for that? But he wouldn't admit it. He's sticking to the lie because that's what leftists do. Oh, my goodness. These people are so invested in themselves let me just put it to you this way. Jussie Smollett will do anything to preserve his career. He will do anything to make people believe this lie, this blatant lie, in-your-face lie. Including, and I talked about this the other day, he will throw his buddies under the bus. Everybody will go. It will be scorched earth. Why? Because he is too far invested in leftism. He wants power. He wants money. And now it is all in danger. And here's what's so sad. Jussie Smollett is a decent looking guy. I don't know how much talent he has, but the talent he has landed him on a show that was doing pretty well. It maybe wasn't paying him the type of money he wanted to make, but it was a stepping stone. He was a mover and a shaker to the point where the senators, Kamala Harris, I mean, I don't give her a whole lot of credit, but she rose to the top by being on the bottom. And she was vying for the guy when he came out with this stupid story. Many other celebrities knew of him. I mean, I could go on. He was living the dream for most people. Look, I don't know Hollywood that well. I mean, I'm competing against them with the Flick Fest. And I hope you guys will join it. I hope you will give me that $5 a month so we get people, we can continue to invest and grow it. Because this is what we want to get away from, these prima donnas. But here's Jussie Smollett. He's not an extra in film where he's just standing in the background. He gets, you know, $85 a day to do what he does. He's not some flunky on the set. He had a legitimate role in the production. And as they say in Hollywood, there's no such thing as small roles. There's only small people. He had the opportunity to showcase his talent, whatever that may be. And what did he do? He writes himself a ransom note, or gets these Jamaican boys to do it, brothers that, who knows what their relationship was, but he gets them to become complicit in his lie. They enact it. They do a trial run. I learned some details on it, by the way, during the case. So let me move into this. So he says a physician, Dr. Robert Torelli, testified that he treated Smollett after he went to the hospital the day after his supposed attack. He said he had been attacked, punched, and kicked. He said, but he had some bruises and scratches, but no serious injuries. In other words, it was a pretty rinky-dink attack if it was an attack the way he stated it. He says, but before the state rested Thursday, Smollett's lawyer worked to discredit the brothers' account, suggesting they attacked Smollett because they didn't like him. And they tried to get him to pay them each $1 million not to testify that he staged the assault. So the defense for Smollett wants you to believe that it was an extortion racket by these two friends of Smollett. Defense attorney Shay Allen suggested the brothers were motivated to accuse Smollett of staging a hoax because they disliked the performer, who is gay and black, then saw an opportunity to make money. Now, both of these guys testified that Smollett wanted them to douse him with gasoline and put a noose around his neck, and that Smollett gave them $100 to buy supplies and paid them with a $3,500 check. All that's been verified. Smollett had told him that he received hate mail at the studio in Chicago and that he had a crazy idea of having two MAGA supporters attack him, an apparent reference, obviously, to President Trump's slogan. He says he believed the plan was to publicize the attack on social media and not to involve the police. This is what the two Jamaican guys said. They said they opted to pour bleach on Smollett because he wasn't comfortable using gasoline. And he says Smollett wanted his brother to do the punching and that it should look like he fought back. He also addressed the defense's contention that the brothers were driven by homophobia. He testified that he has nothing against gays, and the jury was shown a photo of the siblings taking part in Chicago's 2015 Gay Pride Parade dressed as Trojan warriors. Now, look, I get it. Jussie Smollett is fighting for his cinematic life, his working life, whatever. But he told a big fat lie. And he did it for all the wrong reasons. And if the media were any type of serious media, they would be demanding that Smollett apologize to the citizens that he tried to effectively deride, Trump supporters. And they would also be going after him for saying, why are you doing this for a career move? But they're not going to do any of it. They're just going to let this thing try to peacefully go away. And Jussie Smollett's not getting away with this. That's my prediction. Moving on, when we come back, I want to talk about another publicity stunt from a Hollywood.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since a Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of the airplane. I thought, my God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Effring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. Numerous sites are offline because of an outage among Amazon Web Services. The company saying the root cause has been identified and work is underway to get things back online. Many of Amazon's products were dealing with outage issues as a result of what happened. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says the proposed $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill needs a lot of changes. He expressed doubt that Democrats could pass the bill before Christmas. This as Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell also calls into question some of the bill's record-keeping and accounting.
The entitlement programs will surely last forever, but for accounting purposes, Democrats are pretending the money stops after a decade. Many states will not be keen to be socialist guinea pigs.
Changes to improve teen safety on Instagram are rolling out this week. The changes come a day before its CEO is supposed to testify before Congress on how the app impacts the mental health of teens and children. New updates include a Take a Break feature that will ask users to stop using Instagram momentarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can I just say I told you so? On what? Everything? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I told you so. I told you that the Omicron, the Transformer virus, the Z virus, is it Wu Z, whatever, of the China virus, of Wu flu, is nothing more than a cold. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, they want us so conditioned to, oh my God, there's another thing that's going to kill us all, until it doesn't. But here's the good news. The good news is you're finally going to get it. You're finally going to say, you know what, enough is enough. How many times can you cry wolf, Dr. Fauci the fraud? Joe Biden? Now we've got, who is it? A whole country. They've given a notice that they're going to, if you don't get a vaccine for a shot that's completely ineffective, that has no ability to take care of any of the so-called variants, then you're going to get fined. Is it Austria? I think it's Austria. Australia has locked its country down, has imprisoned its citizens, and over nothing. Here's what this report says. As the Omicron, I don't know why I keep wanting to call it Omicron. I do know why I want to keep calling it Omicron. But as the Z COVID strain gains a foothold and policymakers begin their Pavlovian knee-jerk to more economy-killing lockdowns, it's becoming abundantly clear that this version of the virus is far more infectious than prior strains, yet also it may be far less deadly. In fact, it may unseat Delta as the dominant strain, which could be great news if its effects are as mild as initial reports suggest. Now, I joked about this because I read it. See, I'm studied. I'm learned. I decided I'd look into this thing, and I looked at the reports of, oh, we've discovered a new version of whatever, and I looked at it and said, that's the cold. You might sneeze, you could get sniffles, but it isn't going to do anything to you. And I thought to myself, this is a person, I don't know if it was male or female, I think it was female. And I said, all this doctor wanted to do was to get their name in a journal as discovering some new variant of the disease. Because that's what people want. That's the way you get credit now, is you fake it. You put the noose in your, you know, at your dorm room as a black girl. Somebody put a noose on my door. And people, oh my God, somebody threatened her. Look at her, she's black. And then you find out, she did it herself. Yep, she did it. It's insane. I mean, how many deadly variants of WuFu will we get before one of them is actually deadly?
Oh, Kevin, people are dying. Dying. You're mocking it. People have died from this.
Yeah, people have died from the flu. People have died from tuberculosis. People have died from everything. And by the way, I'm going to tell you once again, many, many millions, billions, in fact, more people have gotten this stupid WuFu virus and survived it. So the survivability rate is probably like 99.95% in reality. So they are surviving it, number one. And number two, the number of people who are actually dying from the disease is exponentially less than what they report. An order of magnitude of at least 10.
Oh, 700,000 people have died.
No, it isn't. It's more like 70,000. I don't believe it for a second. So, is it real? Yeah. The Chinese invented it. I've admitted that. And should it be something that we look at? Absolutely. And should people be made to pay? Yes, the Chinese should be made to pay. And I'm not xenophobic about it. If Italy released it, I'd be saying the Italians should be made to pay. If America released it, we should be made to pay. At least acknowledge it. I'm not... Sir, look, if you create a disease, you need to pay. If something just happens in your country and somebody go, oh, you flew from America to here, no harm, no foul. Anyway, they said this. And while the jury's still out as far as ironclad peer-reviewed data, early indications suggest that the hyper-mutated Omicron has resulted in shorter hospitalizations, along with, and I always love this part, asymptomatic infections in many. So yet again, you might not even know that something's going on. That's how deadly Omicron is. And if the media were anywhere close to being, you know, good about this and telling you the truth about it, truthful, I should say, not good, just truthful, they wouldn't keep stirring us up. If Fauci the fraud were truly a medical expert who was intent on informing American citizens about these things, he wouldn't be frauding us up. These people want us just at the ready, scared to death. Where's my mask? Oh, let's lock down. You know what? I'm done. I was done from the beginning. See, the minute my freedom was infringed upon, I went, okay, enough is enough. They went on to say this. Let's see. Last week, South African Medical Association Chairman Angelique Kotse said the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus results in mild disease without prominent symptoms. And here was a recent report in South Africa, which is where the second variant that's come from South Africa. The Beta came from South Africa, and so did this one. I'm shocked that I've learned so much about this stupid disease. But it says, a significant early finding in the analysis is that the much shorter average length of stay of 2.8 days for SARS-CoV-2 patients admitted to the COVID wards over the last 2 weeks compared to an average length of stay of 8.5 days for the past 18 months. The NICD reports a similar shorter length of stay for all hospitals in they give the area in a weekly report. It's also less than the Gauteng and national average length of stay reported by NICD in previous waves. So in other words, if you do go to the hospital, you're not staying you're staying a fraction of the time of the other stuff. It says, in summary, the first impression on examination of 166 patients admitted since Omicron variant G, I'm calling it G, made an appearance, together with the snapshot of the clinical profile of 42 patients currently in the COVID wards at the complex, as the majority of hospital admissions are for diagnosis unrelated to COVID-19. The SARS-CoV-2 positivity is an incidental finding in these patients, and it is largely driven by hospital policy requiring testing of all patients who are admitted to the hospital. Unbelievable. That's just a requirement. They happened to discover it because they were testing everybody. And you know what they found? I'm just going to cut to the chase. You want to know what they found? These people had colds. So we get a new variant. We get new scares. Hey, we could possibly, the likelihood of us having to lock down. And then I'm going all Fauci on you because this is exactly what this little clown does. This is what this administration wants. They want to continue to take your money over nonsense. And I'm just trying to bring some sanity back into the equation. You go on, this is what this article says. So most patients didn't even know they had it. And it was discovered incidentally while these people were there for other issues. So the guy writes, let's assume for the sake of this report that the testing is accurate. But of course, given that it also appears to be hypervirulent, simple math suggests that the overall number of hospitalizations should rise, even if a lower percentage of those infected need hospitalization. But it didn't. So this guy, he slammed this lockdown happy reaction to Omicron, saying that the mutation was, quote, unlikely to be more malicious, and that the existing vaccines will most likely continue to be effective in preventing hospitalizations and death. So in other words, there's no reason to get any more shots, put on any more masks, or certainly to lock down. And he added that COVID waves are becoming a regular thing, seasonal, like the flu, perhaps. Interesting that they would say that. Because, see, let me tell you what we're going to get. Common colds. There's a word in there that kind of alludes to how often you might get it. And the flu. And so those things had gone away. Now they're going to suddenly come back, right? Nope. Because now we got Omicron. Omicron is the new version of the common cold. It's just sexier. Woohoo, look at me. I'm all Omicron up in here. Girlfriend. Yeah, common cold. Comic Hell gone, girl. But Reuters sort of tops it all off when they write this. They said, after researchers found a snippet of genetic material from another virus in a new strain, possibly one that causes the common cold. Surprise!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My friend told me about a home COVID test. I'm going to share it with you, so follow along. It could save your life. Open a can of beer. Now what you do is you smell it, and then you taste it. If you can smell it and taste it, you don't have COVID-19. Last night, I did this test 19 times. They all came back negative. Tonight, I'm going to do the test again because I woke up with a headache. and I'm afraid I might be coming down with something. I'm so nervous.
Like this lady, I did the COVID test over the weekend myself a couple of times. And indeed, I could smell and taste the beer, so I'm COVID-free. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I find this whole thing so incredible. I really do. I'm looking at this Omicron, whatever they're calling it, Omicron. Call it whatever you want. And I see the ruse in it. So just think about it this way. What if you look at all the diseases and you say, look, let's look at emphysema and let's make it a variant of COVID. And so everybody that dies of emphysema now, and so we'll have this new strain and we'll call it the Zulu strain, right? And we'll say how bad it attacks the lungs and it could hit you at any time. It's like it's part of a comedy set I gave. I talked about my mother dying, you know, when I was five, and I said, of COVID. Because the joke is, why not? It could be any time you want it to be. It could be anything you want it to be. It's gotten to the point of such ridiculousness that the common cold is now COVID. And we got to consider locking down. Every time I think about this story, I think about Michael Jordan playing basketball with the flu. And people were, well, how's Michael going to perform tonight? This is a disease that kills thousands of people every year. There was going to be an arena with 60,000 plus people in it. And the talk was, boy, well, is he going to perform up to? There wasn't any talk of the players could get the flu. In fact, the other players were like, shoot, man, I'm glad Michael got the flu. That way, when we play him, he won't be in top form. There was no, let's push back. Look, if you want to think about it this way, think about the sissies we've raised. And hand up, in many cases, with our children where we won't let them get into trouble. We don't want anybody to get sick. Look, I hate it when my kids got sick. Hated it. You feel like, what did I do wrong as a parent, right? I remember my second son, Ryan, he got sick. He caught a flu bug. His brother had been sick. We separated him, but he got it because you know why? You're going to get it. That's what happens in the family. So I'm holding this little boy. He's hot. I've got to get one ready for school. I look over and my son throws up in my face. Well, guess who got sick next? Me. When I say he threw up in my face, I'm talking about in my face. As I'm thinking about it, I'm trying not to throw up. Oh, man. Anyway, so it is what it is. But I remember thinking, oh, man, he got sick. We were doing everything we could to keep him away from the other sick kid. There's nothing you can do. And I played that clip the other day of Fauci where he admits it. He goes, look, it's a virus. You're going to get me. Do we have the clip?
I'm just wondering, though, would that, if those numbers are indeed the case, it would dwarf whatever good we're trying to do at airports, though, right? I mean, just looking at the sheer numbers.
Yeah, but you know what I think is going to happen that's going to possibly make this even a moot point? I think given what we know about the transmissibility and likely a transmissibility advantage of Omicron, we've seen that in Africa with the spikes that are going up. Once it gets in there, it will likely, under the radar scheme, be spreading no matter what you do to keep people out or not. That's the way viruses work. We saw that happen with Delta. I do hope that Omicron doesn't have that kind of advantage, particularly if it turns out to be serious.
And particularly, it didn't turn out to be serious like all the others. Oh, the Delta variant. Let me tell you, you want to talk about the manipulation of statistics, the manipulation of the public to make you fear something. This is it. It drives me. I'm not going to say it drives me insane because that would mean it's getting to me. It's not getting to me. But it definitely makes me mad because we have a generation of kids who I always think back on the things that impacted me as a kid. I think about all the books I've written where I said, oh, my son told me this little thing you did, he remembered. I remembered back on the little things that I did that impacted my life. And let me tell you, these kids right now, whether people know it or not, they're growing up fearful. See, Americans have not felt this way. We've always felt that we were the top dog. We always were fighting for the greater good. I could go on. I don't know what your experience. I don't want to tell you your experience, but I'll tell you my experience. How about that? I always felt like no matter what bad we did as a country, our hearts were in the right place. I'm not saying that the top government officials were. I'm saying as a country, we want to help. We are programmed to help other countries in the midst of any crisis. And it doesn't matter the country. If China had some devastating thing that killed millions of people, America would be the first country to say, what can we do? That is the American spirit. It's undaunted. It's unmitigated. It cannot be corralled. And it doesn't care. Of course we care about each other, but I'm saying it doesn't care who you are. We care about ourselves first, no question about it. But we always prove that the world is a close second. It's not an afterthought. But we don't have that anymore. We have people that want us to fear. Let me tell you. And again, I'm speaking only from experience. When I talk about my family, and I wrote my first book, and my uncle was telling me that my grandfather, you know, would get drunk and he'd get rolled. We call it getting rolled, where people would just knock him out and rob him. And the impact that had on my dad. And I was thinking, I would feel identically the same. I would feel identically the same if I watched my dad get beat up and robbed every time he got his check, and people laughing at him and him laying in the middle of the street, it would impact me. I would become a mean-spirited dude. So I get it. And so here's the thing. I've always felt like this country would protect me. The laws would protect me. My Uncle Willie, God rest his soul, and I wish we could have gotten him ivermectin or something, but he died of Wu flu because of mishandling. But anyway, my Uncle Willie, who stepped in and became my surrogate father after my mother died, his older sister, I remember him sitting me down and telling me, he said, now, nephews, he was talking to me and my brother. He said, look, guys, y'all have lost your father. Your father's in prison. Y'all have lost your mother. He says, my sister. And he goes, and my responsibility is to take care of you. And he goes, nobody will ever bother you. They have to come through me to get to you. I will never in a million years forget that. The impact it had on me as a little kid going, man, my uncle's got, you know, he's got my back. And I'm telling you, he meant it. It wasn't like it was some platitude like, if anybody did anything to us, there is no question in my mind, my uncle was ready to step in. And that comfort is what allowed me to express myself, to say, oh, you got my back. And so what it instilled in me was I wanted to make sure that my children knew with 100% certainty. I swear, if you talk to my 14-year-old son, some kid said something to him about a month ago, like, he said, well, shoot, I got to check with my dad on that. And the guy goes, what do you mean you got to check with your dad? You know, and she said something like, you know, the heck with your dad. And my son, he told me this. My son said, I told him, if you met my dad. And what he was saying is, nobody jacks with my dad. And if you think I'm about to start, it ain't going to happen. So, number one, it requires a respect, right? So, I should theoretically respect the government. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. I don't respect this government. They're liars. See what I know about my Uncle Willie? I could respect him. When it came to what he said he was going to do for me, there was no lying. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't something I had to second guess. With this government, don't you trust them. They're not to be trusted.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.